Okay, good morning, everybody. This looks like a very nice attempt turnout from Shonavet, Yisher Koach. I'm going to try to tackle a very important and significant life concept that a person needs to work on his entire life and internalize and really feel. And that is the Indian of Parnassa. In this week's Parsha, of course, we have Parsha Saman. It's brought down from the Rimanover Rebbe that there's a big school to say Parsha Saman on third day, which is part of the Shtaymer Kerecha Targum. And we'll see soon that there's an Indian to learn Parsha Saman learn Parsha Saman on a daily basis. And the Pasuk in this week's Parsha says, "Yomer Hashem Moshe, Hinei Mamti Lechem Lechem in Hashemayim. I'm going to rain upon you bread from the Shemayim." So you see that the person has to believe with all of his heart that his parnasa, not just in the midbar for the Jewish people, but today as well, is all min Hashemayim. So Rav Malach Breiderman quotes a number of sekulos for parnasa from different sources. One is tefillah b'tzibur. One is that's based on the Yismach Yisrael. The Reb David Bitterman says in the school of Parnassa, not take off your tefillin too early until after Aleinu, but that's if you know, hold the Sechfar, which is the last part of the tefillah, because it shows you're not rushing out. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Lamed says that there's a school to say Birchus HaMazon, and also there's a school to be Kovei Itim LaTorah, and that actually is a tremendous source. The Orachayim HaKadosh is Parshat B'Kukuzai says something very powerful that I think we can take with us. And the Orachaim in the first pasuk of Chukuzai is quite lengthy. So towards the end, he quotes the Mishnah and Avos. Mishnah Avos tells us, "Im ein kemach, ein Torah. If there is no flour, there is no Torah." So Orachaim says, try to find it, I just had it here. Here. You see that there's no kemach, there's no flour, there's no food, you have no parnasa, right? Hatam hu mishum ein Torah ka'omro. Yarov kamatar lechi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us the lekach, which is referring to the Torah. Perish kashir hamuchan abovin hageshamim yelechi. According to what's prepared for you in geshamim gashmius. That's what's going according to the way you understand the lekach, which is talking about the Torah. Because what you're supposed to get is not stopped from Shemayim based on your learning. Im ein Torah, ein kemach. We have to say, if there's no Torah, then there's ein kemach. Very, this is the Orachaim. If I would say this, maybe you wouldn't believe me. If I would tell you, if you don't learn, you're not going to have parnasa, so then you can argue with him. But the Orachaim is a Rishon. And he says that one of the ways of understanding ain kemach leim Torah, if there's no kemach, that means there's something wrong with the Torah. You see that limud Torah is a tremendous chus. He also quotes a Ramban, which I couldn't find, but on the pasuk Eke Asher Eke, which we had in Parshat Shmos, Kishem she'ata hove imi kach ani hove imcha. If you help me, and we'll see what that means in a second, then I'll be with you. In poischen esidem ve'osim tzedakah, afani eftach esyadi. Right, if you give tzedakah, if you do chesed with other people, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you. We know Aser to Aser. When you give Meiser, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes you wealthy. And the pasuk in Devarim says, "Yiftach Hashem Luchas Otzara Tova." Kadosh Baruch Hu will open up the treasure of goodness. The Medrash Tanchuma says the following: "Kol mi shi." This is a very, very, very powerful concept. "Kol mi shi yesh lo ma'ichel hayom." A person has food today. Right, you have food today. "Va'omer ma ochel lamachar." What do I need tomorrow? Right. He's somebody who's lacking emunah. These measures in this week's parasha. If a person has food today, he says, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" His mom is lacking emunah. I remember speaking to a person who said to me that, "Yeah, he doesn't think about tomorrow. It's about he has food today. He's fine." And I'm going to quote to you a little bit more. 1 second. Where is the chisaron in emunah? If a person says, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" So then he's lacking emunah. And people who have real emunah, so they understand there's nothing to worry about tomorrow. I'll just quote to you. "Ach, bale emunah diktiku lomar, shechisarim rasal, enu daiko bin daikos amalchar." As long as you have today, that's called emuna. So emuna shleima. If you had complete emuna, what you have today is anyway not yours, right? So somebody has real emuna. So what you have today is the same thing as what you're worrying about tomorrow. It's exactly. I think it's a similar thing to the story that I've said over at Steinman's Zatzal when the doctor said, you know, at 103, you're living through miracle, you're living through miracles, and he said you're also living through miracles. And the idea is that a person takes it for granted that he's alive. No, the fact that you're alive is a miracle, right? A person takes it for granted that he has money, right? And your parents give you money, or you have a job, you have a salary, so of course you have money. No, the fact that you have money this second, you're right. Statistically speaking, you're not going to lose your money tomorrow. You're not going to lose your money in 5 seconds. But the person has to internalize this yisod. And this is what the Mon showed us. The Mon was Omer Lo Gugolas. Every single person got the measure that they needed. And that's what a person gets. And now if we get to Halacha, right? We're going to learn some Hashgafa from the Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Tov Lomar Parshas HaKedavish Parshas Amon, that it's a good thing to say Parshas Amon every day. And Rabbi Mechaya says the following, V'kabbalah b'yad chachamim, it's a kabbalah b'yad chachamim, ki kol Omer Parshas Amon b'chol yom, muvtok lo shelo yavol olam idhi chisar mizanos. Anybody who says Parshas Amon every day, it's a bitachon. He's batuach, guaranteed that he won't lack. And the Tashbeis writes in the names of the Yerushalmi, Kol Omer Parshas Zman B'chol Yom Muvtoch Lo Shelo Yismat Mizonosov. His parnasa will not be decreased. And the Tashbeis writes, V'ani Orev, I'm a co-signer. Sends a very strong guarantee. V'ani Sheyizk, what's the key? Sheyizkur Tomid La'an Olav Lifnos B'bo Elav Machzor B'parnasa V'chadomeh. Who should you turn to? If you're lacking parnasa, who should you turn to? You turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a friend who told me last year that his credit card bill was high, and right away he said, oh, I need to work more, because he has an opportunity to work more. And he said, that's the wrong hashkafa. It's the wrong hashkafa. The first hashkafa is, I need money, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a very, very high madriga, but it's the reality. If you read, just because, you know, we think, oh, the people in the Midbar, they walk down to the desert. You walked into the Midbar with no plan. Now, those people, they needed parnasa. They needed money. But us, we've got jobs. We have money in our pocket. No, we don't need it. It's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us the day we left Mitzrayim with the mon is that everything we have is like the mon. It's mam temin hashemayim. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish. And there's so much to say here, but I want to I didn't finish up. The Mishnah Berurah said, the Taz explains over there, why is it that the Parnassos, that the Zinnian say the Parshas Mon every single day, says the Taz, he says, K'dei sheyamin shekol mizonosov bo mehashgacha. A person has to know, has to internal. Why should you say the Parshas Mon every day? It's not a magic trick. It's that a person should believe that all of his parnasa is coming by Hashkocha in the flow, by Hashkocha. Total supervision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah, right? Who he looks to for halachas. Right? What does Mishnah Berurah say? Listen to these words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Parshas Mon, K'dei sheyamin shekol mizonosov bo mehashgacha pratis. All of your parnasa comes with exact detail from Hashem. U'chilichsiv hamar belo hedif. If you work a lot, you're not going to get more. V'hamabit, if you work too little, lo hechzer. L'hoiros she'ein ribu hashtalos mo'um u'ma. So says the Mishnah Berurah. You hear that? I understand that's a challenge. Now, obviously, this is very, very high madriga. How could it be? But that's the Nisayon. On the one hand, we have to do a shtadlus. But on the other hand, a person has to mamish believe that his parnasa is hashgacha in the flow. I mean, I'll tell you a story. Now, I don't want to get into details, but many of you probably know the story. There's somebody who's teaching this yeshiva that is only teaching this yeshiva because somebody passed by somebody exactly at the right moment. Mamish, that's what happened. There's a person who didn't really have a job. There's an opening in the yeshiva, and it was said that there were 10 people that could possibly fill this role in yeshiva, and one person happened to pass by somebody's building, bumped into him and said, you know what, oh, why don't we hire him? And boom, he got a job. And it's always like that. You hear these stories all the time. It's but even without the stories, even if things go normal, a guy does well in school and he gets a job and he gets, you know, a base salary, normal salary. So that's all you have. The person has to be. It's mamish, mam tamin Hashemayim. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's coming from Hashem, and this has to be something that a person internalizes to the highest degree. Rav Buna Peshitzchus says the following. He says the Gemara tells us that Koshim is the notion shall adam kikriyas yamsuf, that your parnasa is as difficult and challenging as the splitting of the sea. Now, what's the connection? Now, it's not. There also happen to be the same parasha. Obviously, there's a connection. It's juxtaposed, right? One thing I was thinking about is that Az Yashir is really the climax of Emunah B'Hashem, to jump in, and then all of a sudden you see how Kadosh Baruch Hu changes nature. So, and in the same parasha, his parasha is Emunah, which is Parnasa, right? To show you that, guess what? That's just, and certainly Emunah is miraculous, that the two are go hand in hand. That's why the Gemara says that it's difficult that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kriyas Yamsuf. But the same way he creates Yamsuf, Kadosh Baruch Hu did the Kriyas Yamsuf. He's taking care of your parnasa. But listen to what Rabbunim of Peshitzchus says. He says the following. What happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? Right? HaKadosh Baruch said to Moshe, Matzitzakilai, why are you crying out to me? Daber b'nei Yisrael Yisrael, just speak to b'nei Yisrael and go. And the Ramban said, there were many different groups of one's chayas, or what were they saying? They were giving different etzes. Let's fight with the Mitzrim, let's run back, all these different etzes. Right? And Hashem said to Moshe, tell them, just go. Okay, so says the Rebbeinu Peshitzchus the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, just go. Here he goes. Ke'ein zin nami b'parnasa shel adam. Kasher yafsik ha'adam losses eitzes kaviyachol bar yisbarach. Hashem, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to talk to this person. I'm going to network this way. I'm going to go to this school. I'm going to do on this course. And that's how I'm going to make parnasa. Hine ase eisek ploni umishom yitin liyach Hashem yisbarach kakbe kakmoz. I'll do this business, that business. Ain lo elo hishtada v'lisa ain of lemorim b'tefila sheyatzich Hashem darko. So says the Rebbeinu Peshitzchus. Just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, where everybody had all these eitzes, Hashem said, just be quiet and just go. So too over here with Parnasa. A person, his reaction, this is exactly my friend. My friend said, and he has a job that he can work hours, and it's pretty kavua. And he said, it's the wrong hashkofa. I need money, I'm going to work more hours? No, that's not the pshat. You're right. A person has to do the shtadlus. But that's not where it comes from. Parnasa mamash comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you speak to people over years, you speak to people, certainly people who give tzedakah, also the tremendous, exclusive tzedakah you give, the wealthier guy. I spoke to a wealthy guy, he told me he's pashut to him, pashut, pashut, pashut. The more tzedakah he gave in his life, the more parnasa he made. And actually I heard from another person as well, that, what was the line? I forgot exactly what the line was. A wealthy guy was that a Sheva Brachas? His son told me this. And he said, something along the lines of, oh, you're going to have to pay this, pay that. Oh, you give so much money. He's like, yeah, that's why I have my money. I budget have my money because I give more tzedakah. He sees a b'chush. The Noam HaMelech says the following. Hinni mam tilech min ha-shamayim, et cetera, et cetera. Hinni mucho lios mam tilechem lechem l'hashpia parnas min ha-shamayim ach me'ach she'yotza am l'oktu. Meaning that it's not enough. Oh, it's not one shot deal. It's a daily thing. A person has to realize every day. Oh, wakes up in the morning, walks out, get the mon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving to you that day. Right? A person has a job every single day, just like the mon was given to you on a daily basis. So by Hashem, and then understand it. So too, your parnasa is given to you every day on a daily basis. Listen to this. I'm willing to give everybody what he needs every single day. Etc. Purish. Even if a person is lacking bitachon, he's not bitachon. He thinks it's him. So what he's saying is as follows. He's saying that the people that have to go out every day to collect, they're the ones who are lacking emunah. But if you lack proper emunah, he says that it comes to you. And that's why the people had to go who went out for the month They had to go out because they lacked the emunah. One more nekuda. I mean, I can go on. I'll tell you a quick story that I saw that he quotes as well. There's an avreich, a person who was very poor, who went to a doctor one night, and the doctor told him he has to have immediately he needs a procedure done for 500 shekels. So he didn't have the money. Came home all depressed, and he didn't know what to do. He went out to Davi Mariv, and his family decided, he's so sad, let's organize the house, at least make the house look nice. And while they were cleaning up the house and setting it up, they found 500 shekels in one of the sheets that they had not used in a long time. So he saw clearly, Mamash Ben Hashemayim, again, a small story, but there's stories like this all day, all over Klal Yisrael. You ever read Be'er Parsha, you can see that this is Ma'isim B'chol Yom. Mamish Ma'isim B'chol Yom. And it all goes to the level of learning Limud HaTorah, of course. Love of davening, and as we saw before, the Ramban, the idea of chesed, that when a person does chesed with other people, when a person does chesed with other people, Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with him. But let me close with the Ran, the following Ran. This Ran is found in Eitz Yosef, was in Yaakov, in Mod Katan Yud Chesed Mabez. The Gemara tells us, 40 days before a person is born, a Baskel comes out and says, who are you going to marry? And 40 days before a person is married, it says, which field is going to be yours? The question is asked, what's the connection between what's the point in telling a person which field he's going to have? Who cares? Why is that important? So let me quote. Back in the day, it used to be customary to give a field as part of the dowry when you marry off a child. The father of the bride is worried. How is he going to marry off his child? Okay? And that's why the Gemara tells us, no, don't worry. 40 days before your daughter is born, before your son is born, it's already announced in Shemayim which field is going to which person. Why are you worried? You hear this? I mean, it's a tremendous chizik for me, right? What are you worried about? Not only was it decided who your child is going to marry, it's already been decided how you're going to marry them off. What field is going to be theirs? It's already been known and decided by Kodesh Baruch Hu how you're going to support them. Wow. And Chidush HaRebbe has a tremendous remez. I don't want to speak for too long. I don't want to belabor the point. But the Chidush HaRebbe, I'll say it rather quickly. In the pasuk by Mara, right? It says Ve'achnu b'refidim, ve'ein mayim lishtos. They had no water to drink. I'm sorry. Ve'ein mayim lishtos ha'am. Ve'yiram Moshe. Ve'omru tinu lanu mayim. Ve'yitzma shom ha'am l'mayim. Ve'yolin ha'am al Moshe. So it said two times that they were lacking water. It said ve'ein mayim lishtos, and then the end of the pasuk says ve'yitzma shom ha'am l'mayim. They were thirsty for water. So the Chidush HaRebbe has a whole long shtick, but I'll tell you the punchline. Okay, the punchline is as follows. What's the pshat? The pshat, what was the problem? The problem was they anticipated not having water. The first time they said, Ein Mayim, they said, oh, where are we? We just left Mitzrayim. We don't have any water. And then Taka, because they died, because they were so nervous about it, that's what actually had no water. But he says that a person has a proper emunah. I'll just quote to you the ending. Okay? Ve'el kiroizim ki v'yachanu b'refidim, they're in refidim Ein Mayim. Eventually you won't have water. Give us water. They'll be afraid. They're not going to have water. They're going to come to be thirsty. That's why it came to the point. Can you imagine? And that's why it said it twice. They actually became thirsty. Achen says the Chidush HaRebbe. The one who created you. Are you breathing? Are you alive? As the Gemara tells us, I'm sorry, it's Mechilta. Mechilta says, no, it's actually a Gemara. Let me tell you the line in the Gemara. The Gemara in Titus and Chesed Beis. Hayman de Yov Chaya Yov Mizoni. The one who gives you life will give you Parnasa. Now, obviously, this is a very, very high Madriga. This is huge. To listen to the Mishnah Berurah, it says, the more you work, you're not necessarily adding to your wealth. The less you work, you're not necessarily taking away from your money. Can you imagine such intense words? The more you daiga, based on the psukim of this week's parasha, Mara, The more you worry about the parnosa, the more it's not there. These are huge, huge, huge madrigas. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're out of our reach. But a person has to work on these things. Right? Can you imagine a person thinks, oh, I'm going to law school, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to make my money. Oh, God, thank you very much. It's so not true. You know, I was listening, it was last week, I was listening to a shiur from the convention in America. And it was quite scary. It was about the Parnassus situation. And it said that there are families that are, it used to be, oh, you know, I'll tell you one quote. One quote is from England that it used to be that when people made weddings, only 5 to 10% of the people that are making weddings need help. Now, like 80% of the families that are making weddings need help. And also in the five towns, I heard Baruch Be'er Bender speak about Achiezer and how they're helping all these families. That even families that, you know, used to be, oh, the families that need help with you know, the Nebuch families. It says it's not true. You can have families that are making real parnasa, but yet, whether it's the standard of living, you know, spending expenses, it's very difficult. So parnasa is mamish, a huge, huge Indian and a huge parsha. But, and again, the etzah that they gave in the speech was this something called mesila. People need to learn how to be financially responsible, have a budget, etc. But putting that on the side, the starting point is parnasas mamish neshamayim, and that's the aleph base. A person can say, "Listen, I'm doing," and that's the nisayon, that to really see between the lines that it's not the hishtadlus that's bringing the parnasa. It's not. It's not the degree. It's not the connection and the network. It's not the fact. You mean, I can tell you stories and stories and stories. It's mamash ben hashemayim. So, but the three sodas are to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to learn Torah, as we saw before, and to do chesed to other people, give tzedakah, because in ultimately we understand just like it's so pashut. You read Hini mamti lechem min hashemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave our ancestors in the midbar mon min hashemayim. Guess what, guys? That's exactly what he does today. Can somebody explain how parnassus works? This one has this job, and that's what, you're right. A lot of times, you say, oh, yes, he was smart. He became a hedge fund manager, and he made money. You're right. That's what it looks like. It looks very logical, but it's mamish not. It's mamish min hashamayim, and I'm sure we can come up with millions of stories of people where everybody assumed that they would be successful, and they weren't. And then you have these other people. I mean, I'll tell you what. This will end. I'm sure probably know this person's name. I'm not going to say his name. But I once drove in with this gentleman. He's a wealthy person in New York. Everybody, I think people would know his name. And he drove me up to the mountains once, and we were in the car together. And he was like, he was trying to do business. It didn't sound like he was doing so well per se. Now he's very successful. And I was once in his house, and I can tell you this: these are the words that were by his computer. He worked out of his house. It didn't sound like he was going places, and now he's considered to be a very, very wealthy person. But let me tell you the words that he had next to his computer where he did his work. You ready for this? These are the words he had by his computer. Okay? Ant hu zon, you are the one who supports umefarnes l'chayla. And you are the one who gives parnasa from Brich Shmei that we say when we bring the Torah out. Those, how many words is that? Six words. Antu zon l'chayla, you are the one who support everybody. Umefarnes l'chayla, and you give parnasa to everybody. If a person remembers those six words, you are the one who gives parnasa. You are the one who gives parnasa to everybody. Then, in Be'ez Hashem, you'll have the siyata d'shmaya to have the parnasa, and you'll live with va'aminu ba'Hashem. You'll live with emunah ba'Hashem, and through that, you should always have siyata d'shmaya. Whatever you do in your ruchnias, of course, and as well as your gashmis as well. Have a good Shabbos.